And if you're just tuning in, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music.
No te quiero perder. Que la distancia se devore nuestra miel.
And this sound must mean Beto Arcos is with us. Beto, as many of you know, hosts Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles and comes onto this program to talk world music. And this week, we're going to get a preview of the upcoming Latin Grammy Awards. Mexican singer Carla Morrison is one of the artists nominated. This song you're hearing is called Hasta la Piel. Beto, welcome back to you.
Great to be with you, Guy.
I love this song. Carla Morrison doesn't sound very Mexican, that name, but she is Mexican.
She is. She's actually from the border town of Tecate, which gave the name to the beer.
It's good beer.
In Baja California. But this song, if anything, it tells you she's Mexican. It is all like a, this is sort of like a ranchera, but a little sped up. And it's a very beautiful love song from her album, nominated in four categories called Déjenme Llorar, or Let Me Cry.
Mira, no te quiero perder.
Something even more special is that she's not backed by a major label. She released the album on her own and on an independent label. She's really something special. I think she's sort of the new way of approaching music these days.
She's a beautiful voice. All right, that's Mexican singer-songwriter Carla Morrison up for a Grammy at the Latin Grammys this year. Beto, this next track is by an artist who is up for Album of the Year. It's called Barafunda, and let's take a listen to it.
Era Aurora, não, era Aurelia, ou era Ariela, não me lembro agora. Essa é amarela daquele verão.
So, Beto, we've had like 15 days of winter here in Washington, D.C., and this is bringing the summer back a little bit.
It sure is, and it's bringing it in the most glorious way, because this artist, whose name is Chico Buarque, is from Brazil, and he's playing a most beautiful samba called Barafunda from his nominated album in three categories called Chico.
A vida é bela, é, não era Zizinho, era Pelé, aliás, Soraya, era na pele, era amarela, saia.
Chico Buarque is perhaps one of the best-known Brazilian artists, bar none. He is, in a sense, an artist that defined Brazilian music of the second half of the 20th century.
Wow.
Here's a man who has influenced countless singers and songwriters, because he is Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Oh my gosh.
He's at that level. He is a giant. And not only that, he's a composer. He writes novels. He writes music for films. And he loves soccer.
Juro que eu ia até o Cazaquistão atrás dela. A vida é bela. É Garrincha, é Cartola e é Mandela.
That's Brazilian singer-songwriter Chico Buarque. He's part of a lineup of nominees at this Thursday's Latin Grammy Awards. We're talking with global music DJ Beto Arcos about some of his favorite artists nominated. And next up, Beto, someone we know, you and I, know very well.
Tengo los bolsillos vacíos, los labios partidos, la piel con escama cada vez que miro hacia el vacío, las suelas gastadas, las manos atadas, la puerta de entrada siempre tuvo el cartel que dijo que estaba cerrada.
Yes, sir, this is none other than Ana Tijoux, fantastic singer, rapper from Chile.
Incredible singer.
This song is just, it's one of my favorites in this record called La Bala, and it's just a beautiful song. It's all about speaking out, not being quiet, stepping up and saying what you feel. And it's a duet with another fantastic songwriter from Uruguay, Jorge Drexler.
Oh, yes. Who has also been on this program, by the way. Yeah, Jorge and she, in this record, when we talked about this record, I mean, she, this song, and all most of the songs on the record, really were inspired by kind of the global unrest and, you know, and what happened was going on in Spain and Greece, even the Occupy Wall Street movement. I mean, that was what this whole record was about.
Exactly, and I could argue that it applies to what happened in the elections last week, especially with Latinos.
The song is called Sacar la Voz. The artist is Ana Tijoux from Chile. Beto, we have time for one more song that'll be featured this week at the Latin Grammys. What do you got?
Oh man, this is just fantastic stuff. This is a record by saxophonist from Puerto Rico, Miguel Zenón, and this is a tribute to the Puerto Rican songbook, and one of the songs that is in this record is called Perdón, or Forgiveness. What he's doing here is reinterpreting classic popular songs. Some of them are boleros by five big composers of Puerto Rican music. And one of them is this composer of this song, Pedro Flores, who wrote the song decades ago. But it's ingrained in the minds of a lot of people, not just Puerto Ricans, Latin Americans who grew up listening to these songs throughout the hemisphere. And this rendition is just soulful, beautiful, deep.
Beto, there's this kind of these great sort of changes in tempo and dynamics, almost like a Gershwin-esque kind of sound.
Yeah, you know, what he's doing here is he lays out the melody of the song, the bolero in this case, and then he kind of turns it around and shows you some of the shades in between the words of the lyrics. Just a beautiful, unusual way of reinventing a classic standard of Puerto Rican music.
Puerto Rican jazz artist Miguel Zenón with the tune Perdón. He's just one of the many artists who are nominated for a Latin Grammy this year. You can hear all of those songs on Beto Arcos' program Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles. Beto, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, guy.
Our program is directed today by Phil Harrell. The production staff includes Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Amy Held, Kenya Young, and Brenda Salinas, with help this week from Sarah Ventry and Becky Hersher. Our interns are Acacia Squires and Barbara Sprunt. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Kullamore, Steve Mullis, Daoud Tyler Amin, and Dana Farrington. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is a senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Guy Raz. Check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendatc or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.